Second installment for Orca Monologues, June 17th, 2016. And I'm Dee McClung. Short shots. Number one, these anti-abortion people, fanatics, lunatics, great deal of hypocrisy in their brains. This issue is settled. It's been done. It's a medical procedure. It's legal. It's the right thing to be in a free country. You just don't go around telling other people what to do. And the government certainly has no right to do so. No right whatsoever. So here's the deal. I'm going to say it again. In fact, I'm going to keep saying it until you dimwits get it. If you think abortion's wrong, don't have one. If you think abortion is murder, don't have one. If you think that it's immoral or a sin or murder, hey, don't have one. That's the extent of your right. That's the degree of your ability to exercise the right. You have nothing to say about what anyone else does. This delusion in American mind is that you have the right to go around telling other people what to do, or you have the right to tell the government, oh, government, make this illegal. They're not allowed to do this anymore. That makes you a bully. Bully. And you know what should be happening to bullies? Here's how I think about bullies. Bullies should be taken out in the field and beaten with sticks. You know, Chuck Norris style. Whack, whack, whack. Stop being a bully. It's un-American, stand up freedom, and it's disgusting. Don't be a bully. In fact, I'm going to play the devil's advocate. I'm going to be a bully. Hey, you, bully, stop being a bully. Kick your ass. It's wrong. And if you don't know it, you're a fucking idiot. Case closed. Short shot, number two. Constitution of the United States of America. Constitution for the United States government of America. It's not our Constitution. It's the Constitution for the government. It's the law that tells the government what it can and cannot do. Like, for example, cannot infringe upon the right to keep and bear arms. Bear in mind, we look at this amendment, Second Amendment. The right shall not be infringed. It doesn't say the privilege. It doesn't say, oh yeah, except for this or except for that. It says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's a pretty definite and a pretty clear, in fucking English, directive to the government. The government can't infringe on the right of every human being in this country, not in any way, shape, nor form. If you pass a law that, you know, infringes upon my right to keep and bear arms, to buy one, get one, trade one, have one, carry one, conceal one, and use one to defend myself, my life, my property, my freedom against the government fascist police state bastards. Excuse me. The right. Forget that part about the militia. You forgot about that a long time ago anyway, because where is the militia in this country? if you want to go, if you want to be one of them technical guy, oh well, in order to have a well-regulated militia, hey, if you want to go with that, if you want to include that in the amendment, if you want to include that in the directive to the government, then you have to understand the concept. Militia. Back in those days, when they came up with a wording for this amendment, there were militia. There were lots of them. Because every able-bodied human being in the country, well, you know, let's say men anyway, since all people are created equal in the eyes of the law, I think we're pretty clear on this, but everybody was considered a member of the militia. But since nobody's a member of the militia anymore, then the statement to have a well-regulated militia is pretty pointless. It's not mean it's irrelevant, it means people have just forgotten that they are the militia and that they should, you know, be the militia. Some people might say technically that George Washington led an army of militia against the British. You know what I mean. Those people. Well, in America today, nobody's a militia because nobody gives a fuck. They just want to yakety, 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 yakety. Argue, argue, argue. Bicker, bicker, bicker. Ad infinitum, like a bunch of yahoo 2-year-old retards. Boggles the mind. So anyway, if you want to have the whole phrase of the Second Amendment, and you want to talk about militias being well-regulated and all that shit, good for you. It doesn't change the fact that the right exists, because that's what the Second Amendment acknowledges. When it says, the right to keep and bear arms should not be infringed. It doesn't say, if we got some, if everybody's a part of the militia, you know, then, you know, they have the right to have a gun to the, you know, do their job as militia persons. This doesn't need interpretation. This is another stupid idea by the American people. Oh, let's interpret what that means. I think English is pretty clear. You know, if you're past, like, what, the age of 10, and you've been in this country your whole life, and, you know, you speak English with your fellow human beings, your mom, your dad, whatever, speaking English, and, you know, you should know what words mean. You know, dictionary, that kind of thing. I'm sure the words in English are in the dictionary. And, you know, look up the word militia. Look up the word right. Now, to be honest with you, I prefer to call it freedom. Let's just substitute the word. When I use different words and translate things differently and interpret things in whatever way you want, okay, fine, that's wrong. But let's go along with the idea for a second. Let's just say, instead of using the word right, let's use the word freedom. That's what it's all about, isn't it, people? America, land of the free. You know, where you exercise your freedom. Some kind of concept in where, I mean, if you start talking about rights and you start thinking, oh, constitutional rights, that's just bullshit. Constitutional rights, no such thing. Whoever started that should just slap the shit out of them. It's just stupid. You know, the concept, constitutional rights implies that the Constitution has something to do with my rights. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with me, and it certainly doesn't have anything to do with me exercising my freedom. It's law, the contract, legal, binding contract that every politician in this country took an oath to abide by, obey. If they don't, and a lot of them don't, they're traitors, they violated their oath of office, and, you know, so help them God. Meaning, you know, send them up, to God. Let God help them. That's what it means. It means if you break your law, break the law, or violate the Constitution, break your Constitution, violate your oath of office, you know, you've committed a crime. You've committed a high crime against the Constitution. You broke the law. The penalty for that is we get to execute you for treason. That's what so help me God means. If it doesn't mean anything, if there are no consequences for violating your oath and violating the law that you're bound to obey, then the oath of office means nothing, and the words at the end of it, so help me God, and believe me, I'm not into the God religion shit, but the phrase itself means I acknowledge if I violate the law, break the law, violate my oath of office, fail to obey the law of the Constitution, which applies to me as a politician, then you can kill me. That's what it means. It's what it's always meant. Without consequences for breaking the law, then the law means nothing. Without consequences for violating your oath of office, if there's no consequences, hey, then it's worthless, and you might as well not bother saying it. So when the President of the United States says, so help me God, and if he commits treason, as Obama and Bush and all those other ass wipes have done over the past 60 years, at least, you know, so help me God, let's help them get up there so they can ask God to help them. That's what it means, that's what it's always meant. And in today's world, we could probably rephrase it a little bit. Still means the same thing. We could just come straight out and say it. At the end of the oath of office, let's say for president, the words should be added to his oath. If I break the law, if I violate the Constitution, if I violate my oath, you can kill me. Yeah. Let's use those words instead, because that's what the other words mean. Next topic. Another short shot. All right. Next quick shot. Dress codes. I've talked about this a lot. Open your brain. Put it in gear. Try to wrap your mind around this concept. America is a free country. Theoretically, it's not. Not today. Hopefully one day. It's not a free country, but the concept is based on the premise that we live in a free country where you own your own body and you have the right to do what you want as long as you don't violate another real human being's right. Freedoms. For example, you have the right to do whatever you want. I mean, okay, I was going to give you an example. All right. Okay, let me just recap here. Let's talk about it this way. All right, dress codes. Free country, dress codes are illegal. They're not allowed in a free country. They're anti-freedom. They're anti-nature. They're anti- humanity, they're just anti-American. And the fact that they still exist in America is unbelievable. It's just un-fucking believable. Who in their right mind can ignore the fact that dress codes are tyrants and bullies imposing their standards or their will upon everyone else? And telling them, oh, you can't dress like that, you have to dress this other way. What? I mean, seriously? And you can't comprehend how that's not right? You know, Americans today are just, it's mind-boggling. Freedom, 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 you know, free country, America's free, yay. And then, you know, no you're not. dress codes. I don't understand how people can be so stupid. How can you not understand the concept? If I'm free, I can dress the way I please. I can dress any way I want. Hell, if I'm actually living in a free country, don't have to wear clothes at all. Because freedom means you're free to wear clothes or not, to dress any way you want. You can put on whatever kind of shirt you want. You can, you know, wear a shirt that says, you know, fuck the government on it. You can do that. It's called freedom. You can't have freedom if you don't have freedom. I mean, what kind of moron doesn't understand that? Apparently a lot of Americans just can't quite grasp the concept of freedom. You hear a lot about rights, but you don't hear too many people understand the concept of, you know, how the right to say what you want is a part of that concept of, yeah, I have the freedom to say what I want. But there are limits. I've heard the freaking bastards say that a lot. Oh yeah, there's limits. Well, there is. There's a limit on what I can say. For example, there are people that even try to suggest that there's a limit on what I can say on this radio show. I'm sorry, people, but, you know, if you haven't got the concept of freedom and, hey, I paid for this, the radio channel belongs to me. It's mine. Now, I have providers that, you know, put it on the internet and connect me and my voice and my broadcast or podcast onto the internet for other people to see it. As you know, there's a vehicle that gets it from here in my studio out there on the internet for other people to click on it and listen to it, like you're doing right now. As a provider, you know, like internet providers or a connectivity process that is provided to me because I paid for it. I paid to own this radio show. Belongs to me. I paid for it. It's mine. I didn't rent it. Not how the contract reads. I have the right. Say what I want on the radio show. So freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. The right to freedom. The right to speak. The freedom to speak. Alright, dress codes. No. They're not allowed in a free society. Just not. It's just totally contradictory to the whole concept of freedom. Yeah, you're free, but you can't wear that. Wrong. You can't go to school wearing that. Wrong. You can't wear that in school. We're gonna kick you out of school for wearing a t-shirt that says, you know, NRA on it. Wrong. That's just totally contradictory to the whole concept of, oh, I'm free and I can wear whatever I want. I admit that if you're like 6 years old and your mom and dad don't particularly want you to go to school, if you're going to school, why would you even go to school at six? I don't get it. But you know, mom and dad, you know, you just might not want. I don't think it's appropriate for you to go to school, you know, just wearing a diaper on your head or your mother's panties on your face. It's just inappropriate, mom, dad. You know, they kind of have some say in that, and that's fine. I don't think it's a good idea to, you know, beat the kid to death because he happens to be wearing, you know, your freaking panties on his head. But schools, no. I'm pretty sure that the concept of schools, public schools, is that people in America can go there and learn some stuff. We won't get into that. That's another short shot later. But no. No dress codes are allowed in public schools or anywhere else. Certainly not in any business establishment. There are certainly standards of attire that are appropriate for certain occupations, such as, a fireman might want to wear a fireman's suit when he goes out to fight a fire. There's a very practical reason for that. Wearing clothes is usually, you have to consider the practicality of it. Like, I'm not going to go outside when it's 20 below zero, in my birthday suit. It would just be stupid of me. I don't expect the government to make that against the law. If I think I should want to go outside in 20 below zero and naked, that's my stupid. It's not, government has nothing to say about that. No dress codes. So I think, what are we going to do about the dress codes? What about that? I mean, if like 99% of the American people weren't idiots, I hate to say that, but you sort of present yourself like that. So I have to conclude, encountering 100 people in America, like say on Facebook and so on, you people are, you just say stupid shit. You just believe stupid shit. I'm sorry, here's your sign. Wear this around your neck. Staple this sign to your forehead. I'm stupid. Because you are. All right. 99%. Anyway. I bet that got you mad. All right. Sorry. No, I'm not. No dress codes in America. People, got it? None. Zip. Zero. Zelch. So, okay. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Oh, yeah. Before I say that, let me mention this. There's something about, the schools say, we got to maintain some sort of control over these young'uns because they're disruptive to the educational process. Bullshit. I'm calling that one bullshit. Okay, number one, a good education requires some interruption. You need to interfere with the people. They're trying to indoctrinate your brain with bullshit and lies and some sort of collective agenda, the neocon socialist agenda, the collective agenda of these elitists, these tyrants and bullies. No. That's ridiculous. I mean, if people are going to join together, come together in like a school, and you got a bunch of kids in a room, and you're going to sit down, and like, if you can't control yourself, if you're going to like look at some kid that's sitting next to you in school and say, you're wearing a t-shirt there and it offends me, and I'm going to beat the crap out of you. I mean, the problem is not the shirt, okay? The problem is not the shirt. The problem is the kid that wants to beat the crap out of the other kid for wearing a t-shirt. It says NRA on it or whatever. The problem is the kid who wants to beat the crap out of the other kid because he's a bully. How come we don't have bully codes? And we know there's a lot of problems with that going on. A lot of bullies in American schools. A lot of bullies on the internet. We know what happens. You got bullies, and nobody's got the balls to do anything about that. That's legitimate. A bully is a bad person. A bully does something to someone else, violates that other person's right not to be bullied, for one thing. Teachers, I'm sorry, teach, but you're a bully. Take a fucker out in the parking lot and tar and feather his ass. But stop putting up with this fascism, this Nazi Gestapo police state bullshit. Just stop it. Just tell them. Just say it. Just go to the school. You. Yeah, you got school. You got kids, and maybe you're a high school student. And I want to go to school today. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to learn, stuff like history and math and how to musical instrument or what have you. Okay, cool. And you're a girl and you're like, oh, I'm going to wear this outfit because it's like really cool and I like it a lot and it's comfortable. And let's say you're 14 or 15 years old, 16 maybe. We won't get into age thing here at this point, but I'll get into that later. And you say, okay, I'm going to wear this shirt. I'm going to wear this shirt, and it's got a V-neck in the front. And, you know, you can just barely see the edge of my boob. Okay, all right, go for it. It's your boob. If you want to let some boy take a peek at it, or if you want everybody in the school to take a little peek at your boob, you know, that's your right. Do it. And if the principal or the teacher says, you got to go take that off. You can't wear that t-shirt. You can't wear that tank top. You can't wear that. Whatever. Well, what do you do about that? In a free society, the people join together and go down to the school and say to the principal and the teacher, or whoever is raising the fuss about that, and you tell them straight to their face, no dress codes here. Stop it. Don't do it anymore. Case closed. End of story. You do it again, we're taking you out of the parking lot and beating you with sticks. Just don't do it. End of story. Got it? And just to make sure they get the message, you know, some parents should like go to school with their kids and, you know, hang around and kind of see what's going on and make sure that their kids aren't being, you know, tortured or raped or murdered or whatever in the hallways. Not even going to get into the transgender bathroom issue here. We'll do that. I already did that. We'll do it later again. But I'm talking about dress codes. Government has no right to tell you how to dress. Government has no right, no authority, and no place telling you what to wear or what not to wear. It just doesn't. Public schools are like part of the government, which is wrong. Shouldn't have been in part of the government in the first place, but they are, and we need to do something about that. But that's another show. So get together. Oh, all you kids. You know, since everybody can listen to my radio show, there's no restrictions on my show. There's no censorship on my show. There's nobody telling me, yo, you can't say that on the air. Excuse me. Fuck you. Of course I can. I just did, and I'm going to do it again. So cover your ears if you don't want to hear it. Free country. You know, you don't want to hear it? You know, stab your eardrums with ice picks. I don't give a shit. But you don't tell me what to do. You don't tell me what to say. And you don't tell me I can't say this or that or whatever. You can't tell me, oh, you can't say fuck on the air. Yeah, fuck you. Of course I can. I just did. And I can also say, you know, take the guy out in the parking lot and beat him with sticks. If you don't understand that that's an analogy or a metaphor or whatever. If you don't understand, I don't mean really physically drag him out in the parking lot and batter the guy. I don't mean that. I mean, you might think I mean that, but, you know, duh, use some common sense. I mean, that's like somebody could construe that as meaning I'm advocating violence. Trust me on this. If you go down to the school and you got a bunch of people in the school there, you got like, again, you got, let's say you got 350 kids in the school. I know it's a small school today, but let's suppose you got 350, like when I was in high school. And suppose 350 of those kids are saying, wait a minute, teach, you're not telling us what to dress or how to dress or what to wear. I don't think there's a whole big problem about that back when I was in high school. If someone had actually said to me, you know, like, oh, you can't wear that here, I'd have said, fuck you, and did it anyway. I would just, you know, walk away. And if they tried to accost me in any fashion and manhandle me or lay fingers on me, you know, I'd break their fingers. Probably not when I was in high school. Probably I was a little bit too much of a pacifist back then. I was a little bit non-violent. But in my head, I was, well, we won't get into my plot to take over the Fairmont Senior High School with guns and shit. Because, you know, you can't say that today. People go crazy. But back in those days, I was allowed to think that way in my mind. Imagine just taking over the school and liberating all those kids. 350 kids in this high school. Back in the 60s. And times sure have changed. May had dress codes back then, but you know, I didn't really have it. I wasn't really in the activist mode back then. I wasn't in a state of mind that just thinks that, you know, you people are just being stupid. Someone needs to beat you with sticks or something. So anyway, I'm not suggesting taking the principal out in the parking lot and beating him with a stick. You wouldn't have to. If you do it right, you wouldn't have to do any. You wouldn't even have to resort to violence. Probably. You know, you got 350 kids in the school. 350 kids. Okay, just take 50 of them or 100 of them, a third of them, all of them if you can do it, and say, "Hey, kids, we're going to school tomorrow, and we're going to tell the principal no more dress codes. End of story. Case closed, Mr. Principal. You're not going to do that anymore here. It's not going to happen. So forget that." And I think 350 kids telling the principal, "No, we're not doing that. It's not going to happen." I'm pretty sure that tomorrow the principal's going to say, "Okay, free country, and the people have spoken. No more dress codes. They're out of here. We're done with dress codes. Not going to have them anymore. You can wear whatever you want, because it's free country." Maybe the kids could pull that off. I have a little faith in them. I don't have a whole lot of faith in them actually having the balls to do anything about the fact they're being indoctrinated with bullshit and manipulated and other unsavory things. I think you get the message. So I'm going to cut it off here and go on to other things. I'll get back to you on this. I'll get back to you. Just remember, no dress codes. Free countries don't allow that sort of thing. Don't tolerate it in the schools. You don't tolerate it anywhere. You just don't. It's just, government has nothing to say about what you wear. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They might have laws. Fuck the laws. Change the laws. Tell them, no more of this law. This law is gone. History out of here. You know, repeal it. The American people can do that. They have the power, they have the authority just to say, "Hey, fuck no, we're not doing that anymore. No more dress codes. Get rid of them." All the parents of all the kids in school should be like down at the school tomorrow saying, "Hey, no more dress codes." I mean, if you're an American, if you believe in freedom, if you're not a fucking hypocrite, Looney Tune, then you know you're on the side of freedom, and then you say, "Oh, it's free country and I believe in freedom," and you go down to the school and you tell them, "No more dress codes," and you know that'll be the end of that. You get, you know, like what size is the average high school today? 1,500 students. That gives you at least a couple thousand parents. Show up at school tomorrow. Defend your kids' rights. Stand up for your children and your adolescents. Stand up for freedom. Tell them, "I'm going to school with you tomorrow, kid. I'm doing it for your own good. Because this is America, and we're not going to tolerate these tyrants and these bullies anymore. Going to school, we're going to tell the principal, we're going to tell the teacher. All of them. We're going to tell the kids, the rest of the kids in the school, we're going to tell all of them, everybody, we're going to tell everybody. Dress codes are not allowed in a free country. So there are no more dress codes in this school. As of now. Period. End of story." Now, you know, like I said, you don't have to drag the principal out in the parking lot and tar and feather him or beat him with sticks. But, you know, I don't think I want 2,000 people standing in my office telling me, "Hey, you do it again, you're out of here, pal. No more dress codes. No more sending my kid home, you know, because he's wearing a shirt you don't like. No more of this. I remember when I was in high school, the principal would walk the halls, and sometimes I'd walk down the hall with him, beside him, you know, talking to him, you know, hi, how you doing? Mr. Malcolm was his name. And, you know, he'd kind of pat me on the shoulder, and, you know, he'd put his arm around my shoulder. Touch me. It was all right, because it was a manly kind of touch. You know, I was like, hey, son, come here. And, you know, and we'd walk down the hallway, and he'd be, like, pointing to kids, you know, boys, you know. I'm talking teenagers here, walking in the hallway, and his shirt's, like, sticking out of his pants. Like, tuck that shirt in, boy. which I thought was rather ironic, considering I didn't have mine tucked in, but the principal didn't seem to pick on me any. I don't know why. Maybe he just knew instinctively that I wasn't going to put up with that shit. No, principal, sir. Mr. Malcolm, no, you can't be telling people to tuck their shirt in. It's just impolite. It's anti-freedom, and you just can't do that. He doesn't want to wear his shirt inside his pants. That's his business. You have nothing to say about it, Mr. Malcolm. Now, you know, you can go, why don't you go back to your office and do some paperwork or some shit? Why don't you check and see and make sure that we're going to get some decent food for lunch? You know, the cafeteria sucks. I've been there. Food sucky. You know, do something useful. Write a memo to the rest of the principals in the county and the superintendent of schools and tell them, we're not doing any more dress codes here at Fairmont Senior High School. The people have spoken. They want freedom and they're going to have it. So, and I don't want to be taken out in the parking lot and, you know, tarred and feathered. So, not doing that. So, you try it. Seriously. I'm talking to you people now. Talking to you young folks. Young folks, teenagers. You got rights too. There's no difference. Age has nothing to do with your rights, your freedom. You have the freedom of speech. You have it. You were born with that right. You were born with that right. Exercising that right is called freedom. So, you know, you're in high school. You got dress codes. Even if you don't mind wearing the clothes they tell you that you should wear, even if you don't mind, you know, wearing some stupid shirt that's like totally boring and crap, hey, stand up for freedom. Stand up for the other guy. Some kid in your school right now is like being on suspension, or he's in detention or something or other, because, you know, he decided to wear a t-shirt to school that says something on it that's like, oh, you know, NRA, or picture of a gun or something on it, or maybe he's got, you know, like some titties on it or something, you know, maybe he's got the word, you know, down in or under his, you know, his breast pocket, he's got like, you know, fuck, you know, the government or something. Hey, free speech. You don't like it? Shut up. Don't listen. So anyway, talking to you folks, young folks, teenagers, adolescence. You got the same rights as any other human being on this planet. You know, equal under the law. That's another thing that people can't seem to grasp the concept. Equal under the law. It doesn't mean you're equal to your neighbor. It doesn't mean you're equal to the next guy. It doesn't mean you're equal to your mother or your father or your uncle or you know, some idiot down the road. It means the law has to treat you equally. That, you know, the government has to say everybody in the country has a right to freedom of speech. Everybody, including 2-year-olds, certainly 15-year-olds. The government has to be, you know, that's the government law. That's the law that tells the government. You got to treat everybody the same. You can't be like discriminating against people because of their age. So anyway, that's another show. We'll get into that. But right now, no dress codes. Case closed, end of story. Make it happen. If you need some help on that, give me a call. Send me an email. I'll give you some tips, some pointers on how you can liberate yourself from these oppressive, tyrannical, bullying, fascist police state dress codes. Seriously, call me. We'll work on it. We'll get together. We'll do something. Local people, particularly high school kids, you're listening to me. There's no restrictions on this show. Anybody can listen to it. You got a computer internet connection, you can get on there and look up the my radio show on the internet. You can hit the button and hit play, and you can listen to me talk, and there's no rule, no law. Don't care what the government says. Don't care what some idiot says. You have the right to listen to my radio show just like anybody else. Guarantee it. No rules. No law violating my right. No law violating your right to listen. Seriously, if you don't like that, then you're a fascist pig. God help us all if all the children in this country grow up to be fucking stupid like their parents. I'm afraid it's happening in front of my face. Just look at the comments kids make on the internet. Facebook. Unbelievable what these kids are saying. They get it from their parents because their parents are stupid too. You know, like father, like son, and so on. Anyway, no dress codes. You got a question? Contact me. You want to do something about this tyranny, this bullying, this fascist police state bullshit? Let me know. If you're local, maybe we can get together and we can go down to school together. I'll go with you. I'll help you out. I'll speak for you and with you. You gotta ask, though. I'm not doing it on my own, because I'd look pretty foolish standing there by myself. You know what I'm saying? In order to have power, you have to have numbers. So, recruit some of your friends that think freedom is a good idea and have them come with us. We'll go down to the principal's office. We'll have a little talk with him. We'll set him straight. Superintendent's office. We'll set him straight. I think we could beat that. I think dress codes should be on the way out now. I think they should be done. They should be delegated to the archives of ancient stupid shit. 21st century. Time for freedom. No dress codes. All right. I think we're going to let it go at that, and I'll be talking to you again later on. With some more short shots. I know that was rather long, but no problem. Gonna come in under the wire at 42 minutes and 43 minutes as of now. All right, we'll catch you later. Have fun, enjoy, live free, be free.